So I was doing some prep for the interview, and an article was handed to me that you wouldn't have traded Nick Castellanos for Josh Donaldson in the offseason. You have to admit, that's a little boneheaded, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'd say if I could do that question over in my online chat,
right?
I probably would, but it was kind of based on the contract figures there. They got Castellanos under control for a while. I think he's gonna be a pretty good hitter. Donaldson's getting paid some money, and then he's gonna hit free agency soon. So that was kind of how that came about. But you know how this stuff goes with all these chats are just firing questions at you.
Okay.
Gun to your head.
I understand. It gets tough. And, I'm looking at his numbers. And boy, the Mets, with what they have with Nice, would probably fall to their knees to get any kind of offense like you're getting from the likes of Nick Castellanos, who's probably on the lower end of the offensive numbers of the Tigers. The Mets would probably be foaming at the mouth to get those numbers. So it's funny how you look at numbers in comparison if the Mets want to dangle Jonathan Nice out there. I understand what you're saying, but it just was a little weird just to read that and to see what Josh Donaldson is doing up in Toronto. And I'm also reading that you once drunkenly ran your car into a PT Cruiser. Is that correct? And flipped it over. I mean, how do you flip over, Anthony? How do you flip over a PT Cruiser? Is that correct?
That was a long time ago. That was many moons ago. It was a bad choice of judgment, let's put it that way.
A little thirsty. I understand we all have those moments. Myself, my old partner over there at the Fan, Mike, we used to be out late, carousing around during the Yankee. We were following the Yankees around with all my, I'm a Yankee hater, as you know, so my Yankee compadres with their pom-poms out used to drive me nuts. And I used to get all kinds of weary and bleary, and do a lot of crazy things, but nothing quite like that. But I understand.
That was, I had a few too many, and then just drove home, and then just fucking, yeah.
Now, that's a terrible job, but listen, if you've gotten help, you've gotten your life in order. I mean, it's good to hear, it's good to know. Is it true you sexually harassed a coworker a few years at a college newspaper?
No, not at all. I mean, look, I'm young. I was 19 when I my car. I was up at college. I mean,
Did she look anything like Meredith Marakovich over there with the Yankees? Boy, that girl's got double M's, huh? How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but
no, I mean, yeah, man. I was in college. I get this spot. People want to take some shots at me. You know what I mean? People get jealous, but I'm in this spot. I'm
about
my age. I'm 26. So they want to try to tear me down, and it is what it is. I've learned a lot from, my life and doing stuff, and,
I understand. Listen,
you know how it is.
Oh, there's a lot of young broads walking around at this establishment here in New York. And, you got to look the other way sometimes. That's I applaud you for moving along, but, next time, how does the Detroit Free Press, how did they do with that background check when they did all that? With you, and did they mention that in the interview? Did they pre-screen you? How did that all work?
Yeah, the people at my work trust me very much. I mean, I worked my way up from working on the desk, and I do a good job, and I work hard. And
great!
I work every day. I'm a professional, so yeah.
Right, because there's a lot of those beautiful girls at the MLB Network when I do my show there, and gun to your head, if you ever put in that situation again. I mean, are you gonna make the right choice, or are you gonna fall into your demons, into your traps of the past?
I make good choices nowadays.
Fantastic, Anthony. Anthony, thank you so much for hopping on with us. Anything you want to say, a charity of yours that you'd like to, put forth today, or are we all set?
We're all good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, and thanks so much for joining us on Mad Dog Radio Unleashed. And popping on with us. I know you've got a tough schedule there. You're trying to fit a lot of stuff in. But you're beautiful. Thank you so much, kid. Thanks, Ant.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thanks for hopping on with us. That is Anthony Fnitch of the Detroit Free Press, who joined us on Mad Dog Unleashed this morning. He was kind enough to join us.